You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Welcome to episode 20. 2-0.
The big 2-0.
New territory.
You can almost drink legally in the state.
Season 8 of Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynolds. What's going on?
Woo!
20 episodes. Never happened before.
Never done this.
Only took us 8 seasons and the world shutting down.
The world shutting
down.
We
made it, baby.
Get your sixes. Come get your sixes. We got a six from here. Six over there. Six from the six.
Drake, here's your royalty money.
You go, Drizzy.
Anything going on?
Still no. I assume music's coming soon. We're a year out from when this album was supposed to come. And J. Cole's coming. And we're like, listen, I love J. Cole, but it's not exactly who we were waiting on.
Hey, man, the guy works on his own schedule. I respect that.
Yeah, it's what, do whatever the fuck you want when you're the biggest artist in the world, I guess.
Thing one.
What a week, I guess. Big Laker win. That was nice.
I felt good this week. Felt good.
That just seeing Kyle Lowry and Pascal Siakam go off on that team was just really enjoyable. Really had a good time watching that.
Now, I know Kyle said this was not the case. There was no extra, you know?
Whatever.
Before, that's what I'm saying. Do you believe that?
No. Okay. What's he going to say? He's not going to be like, yeah, it's, you know, I told those guys to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, he's like, I wanted to be in L.A., and they fucked up, so.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, I mean, hey, man, even Lakers Twitter going off, being like, how did we not do this? And it's like, yeah, now you know.
Now you know.
Now you know.
It's weird that he's still our, like, our secret. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's such a weird thing. Like, how is this not?
There's little hints of it, though. Like, even last year in the playoffs when Joel Embiid and a couple of people were like, yo, this guy's the truth or whatever. It's like, yeah, well, he's a champion. But, you know, thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? We'll see what happens this offseason. But I'm, again, still down. Give him that legacy money.
Pay him forever.
Even because legit, like, Malachi Flynn, rookie of the month. Awesome.
Shout out to Malachi Flynn.
Loving it, right? And then, of course, Fred. But, like, one more year that you need Kyle there, basketball-wise. Like, mm-hmm. Again, want him there forever. But, like, I don't want to turn the keys over to Malachi's number two next year in his second season. That's insanity.
No, I would like Malachi to learn from Kyle more than Fred. And that's not a shot at Fred. It's just
sure.
Like, we're going to need Malachi to take more of Kyle's DNA than Fred's DNA.
100%. 100%.
You know, we need someone to run the goddamn offense properly and take your time. And I don't know. Kyle's so good at pacing and knowing when to go get a fucking basket. Or, you know what I mean?
He can take over. He can take over the goddamn game. He's the best. And he took over that game, and it was glorious. Just everything. When he hit that three and the and one and just looked back, it was like, whew, felt good. Felt really good. Real quick, not to get all negative Nancy here, but...
I know where this is going!
What's up with LeBron James?
He's being a bitch.
Right?
He is. He is 100% being a bitch.
What is this? Like, what's going on here? Like, that I'm sure you saw, many of us saw that the clip of when he went up against Stanley Johnson and then ran out holding his head.
Yeah, but that's nothing new. That's like you flop all the time. I'm not surprised at that. As a basketball player, you know kind of what you can get away with and what you can't. And him being, he's fucking Drake of basketball. He can do whatever he wants. He knows that.
It's a bitch move.
It's just hilarious. Like, bro, we're going to see this from every angle.
Yeah. It's weird.
Him talking shit about
playing?
That's more crazy than flopping. Flopping, by all means, bro. It is what it is. But calling for someone's job, brother. That's what we did.
It's, yeah, not good.
That is awful.
It's kind of tainting his legacy. I'm gonna be honest.
Like, no,
for me, like I'm gonna remember this stuff. You know, like not.
But I mean, he could. What if? Okay, let's say he gets in the play-in game. They win. They win the whole thing. Like, what does that do to his legacy?
No, I don't care that he's getting in the playoff. I care that he's bitching about getting into the playoff. Like what he said. Like, I don't I don't care if they don't make the playoffs this year. He's still, you know, whatever, top four player of all time.
No, but I mean, the complaining is what bothers you about his legacy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I see what you're saying. I don't think that, like, when you look back at his legacy, we're not going to remember that
he complained about. Of course not. But I'm just saying it's there, you know?
I think he just got the shit kicked out of him by the Raptors, and he did not expect that to happen. I mean, he was upset. And he was like, fucking get fired. It's just not cool. Like, because you of all people could get somebody fired. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's why I was like, well, yeah. Let's not call for people's jobs, LeBron. It's a goddamn pandemic here.
He's also good enough that he doesn't need to talk about this shit. Like, but like, dude, you're the fucking arguably maybe the best ever.
Yeah.
You don't got to talk about this.
No.
Don't do this.
I don't know.
Don't do this.
What I found even more weird, because I was just like, oh, you're just upset and you're being a little baby, and that's all good.
Yeah.
I really didn't take too much other than it was weird. But him saying that he doesn't know if he'll be 100% ever again in his career.
Right.
That was the weirdest thing to me. So I'm like, why would he even...
Don't say that.
But why would he say that?
You don't want to say he's like putting it out there as a excuse, because I don't think that's what it is, but it could be taken that way, you know? That's all.
Yeah, no, it definitely could be.
Hey, well, it's just a weird week for LeBron James. So I was like, come on, buddy.
Yeah, it's just a weakness. Like, it's like we brought this up last time. It's like when DeMar went in public and was like, I'll give you $100 if you can... No!
Stop talking.
Don't show weakness like this.
Yes.
God damn it. Stop talking. But for LeBron, it's like maybe he can do all this and because... Okay. So the legacy thing. LeBron is now in a position where he's actively shaping that legacy.
Yes.
So is this him saying, I'm banged up, man. This shit might be it. I'm fucking 36. And he's, you know, he goes out in there and busts everyone's ass. And everyone's like, he wasn't even 100%.
Right.
He's an old man.
Yeah. No, it's a move for sure.
Right.
It's definitely a move.
Okay.
He chooses his words wisely.
He's
absolutely
a smart fucking dude.
He's a very intelligent man. So he's not dropping phrases like this or stuff for no reason, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely, everything's big picture for that man, and he's fucking obviously killed it.
Yeah.
But that's why when you just see these chinks in the armor, you're just like, what is this? What's going on here?
Yeah, what's going on here?
You know? Anyway, you get his ass kicked by the Raptors. Sorry, buddy.
Make you so upset that you want someone's job. Fire somebody.
Fucking happens.
Someone has to pay.
He hasn't won against the Raptors since he's been there.
0-5, baby.
So, anyway,
California. That's what I saw going around on Twitter.
Oh, I like
California.
I like that.
Give them the whole state.
What else happened this week? They almost beat the Clippers. That was like, it's just another one of those losses where I'm just, it's like, yeah, they're depleted, so you can't get mad at them. But you're just like, fuck, man. It was right there.
Yeah, I know.
It was right there.
How many of their right there games have we lost this year, too?
Too many.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know about you, but I wasn't even mad. I was like, God damn it, we're close.
I was a little annoyed.
You're upset?
I was a little bothered.
Why are you upset?
I was just like, man, we're going to, fuck these guys.
It's always the Clippers, yeah.
It's the Clippers, right? Where you're just like, yo, fuck these guys.
Yep.
And then even shorthanded, Fred and Pascal were doing their thing on national TV, and then it just kind of...
That honestly was the most important thing. Please, Pascal, do not shit the bed on national TV. That's all I wanted, man.
That charge at the end, though.
Yeah, you seen that coming from a mile away, too. As soon as he got that ball, I'm like, oh, God.
That stung. Stung!
Yeah. Well, we said this at the beginning of the year when we still had more hope, but I was like, let him take every fucking shot. Let him fuck it up until he gets it right, because this is what the season's for, and...
Sure. And real quick, just something else that happened at the Laker game was, and it was just mentioned casually, is... What was it? It wasn't OG this time. Someone lost a contact... Freddie Gillespie lost a contact lens, and Nick Nurse just found it on the court.
Man's incredible.
What the fuck? That's not... How's that possible?
I don't know.
That's like superhero shit. Like,
but he's watching that shit. He saw it come out, saw where it landed. He's like, it's right there. It's right there.
How do you spot a contact lens on a basketball court from a distance?
I don't know.
Not even like you drop it and you look down. You're like, okay, I see it. From a distance.
Yeah, it's incredible vision.
What a just a fucking legend.
That's superhero shit.
Okay.
Oh, so before we continue on with the things, we're still in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
The Marvel game. This is not Raptor related.
Right. I didn't see this. I didn't even hear about this.
Yeah, which is not good for the NBA. You should have at least heard about it.
Like, I can't believe I didn't see anything about this. Anyway.
But I guess this is like American TV, so I see a lot more American ads, obviously, because I'm illegally streaming games.
Sure.
It was cool, man. It was definitely geared for little kids that love Marvel, and basically three on each side. Three got sponsored by Marvel heroes: Captain America, Black Widow, Iron Man, okay. And so anyhow, you get it. Black Panther,
sure.
And so they just had like little CGI. You know, Black Panther was sitting like Sting on the top of the rafters watching everything go down, and they put like a smoke on the shots.
Okay,
like purple smoke. So Wiggins was
so like old NBA Jam,
the old NBA Jam, and
that's
it was
pretty good,
fucking awesome.
That's pretty cool. I'd watch that.
I think they could have done more, but it was the first time figuring it out. Yeah, seeing what's wrong with it, but I don't know. I think that shit's cool. I really do believe there should be three broadcasts at every game. I used to only think two, but this Marvel one, there should be one for children. There should be the regular one, and there should be the R-rated one where all mics are on. You can hear everything.
Oh, that's a good idea.
There's no...
Commentators can swear to.
Yep.
That's a
great
idea.
Get fucking Richard Jefferson up there.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. But the Marvel thing, I'm assuming that was in conjunction with the announcements they had with all the movies, right?
Yeah. That was the whole idea.
And then, so you think they're going to do it again?
Yeah. That's a Disney property. Like, well,
right.
of course they are.
Of course they are. Right. Man, and that is cross-marketing gone crazy. That's next level shit.
Yeah. It's insane, dude. It's like very interactive and I don't know. It is cool. Like if you're a basketball purist and you know you're a stats person, and you're probably not fucking interested in
right.
purple smoke flying out of a basketball on a three. But
that's a good point.
There should be something for everybody,
huh? I'd check that out for sure.
It was great, man. It's like I have no stake in the fucking Warriors or Pelicans game. Let me see what Iron Man's doing. Who I thought was dead, but.
No, he's not. He's playing basketball.
He's supervising.
And then a couple actually things also just to recap the week. Because we talked about that, the Mary Brown's chicken commercial, how insane that was with Chris Boucher.
Yeah, making a black man play for chicken. It's insane.
And then Ryan Grossman hit us up on Twitter and actually pointed out probably the worst part of the whole fucking commercial is at the end of it, Devlin goes, Chris will not go home hungry tonight.
And he was homeless, right? I don't understand. Yeah, no, it's
a lot of level.
It's all
work.
Bad.
It's not good.
Nothing. You expect such a good sandwich. You'd expect a lot more.
I know.
Honest to God, that hurt the chicken rankings.
Yeah.
Every time I see that commercial, I'm like, I don't know how good that sandwich was anymore.
I totally agree. I agree.
Tastes a little bit like oppression.
Popeyes, welcome to number one, big guy. Yeah. And then also sticking with Boucher. Because we were talking about grocery stores.
Yes. Do you have who tweeted us at that?
Yeah, it was Chappie. Hit us up.
Shout out to Chappie.
And Chappie, I believe his handle is Chappie Halifax, but don't quote me on that. But anyway, Chappie, and he's like, you forget Boucher broke quarantine to go to Loblaws.
We 100% did
forget
that.
There it is.
Yeah.
Good point. So yeah.
And that was before his breakout year.
Yes, that's right.
Which pushes my agenda further that it's a Whole Foods guy now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before he got... You know, the recognition.
Listen,
before his
man.
Breakout season, this guy was fucking breaking quarantine in Loblaws.
He's got that money from his contract. He's got how many endorsements now?
He's got cheese strings coming out his ass.
Cheese strings, BioSteel, Mary Brown's. Like, he's macking. He's
Puma.
Puma. Shout out to Chris Boucher, man. Love that guy. Miss him.
Shout out to him, dude.
Thing two.
Hey, listen, we're not the only stellar podcast out there. Some may suggest we're not even there. We're not even one.
Not be in
right?
the conversation.
But there is one that is called Courtside Moms. And it just dropped a new episode today. We're recording this on Wednesday, featuring Kyle Lowry's mom. And basically, that's what it is. It's a podcast talking to NBA players' moms. And I had no idea because you actually checked it out. It's Ken Burch's mom hosting the thing.
Wendy Sparks is Ken Burch's mama.
Get the fuck out of here. First of all, great idea for a podcast.
Fire.
Great idea. Still haven't had an opportunity to check out the one with Marie Holloway, aka Kyle Lowry's mom, but you've listened to it.
Listen to it in full.
How's that?
Fucking amazing. I literally had to fight back tears. I swear to God, I called my mom directly after. It was so heartwarming. I'm like, I miss my fucking mom, man.
Wow.
God damn it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was here are the things I learned, Barry.
Sure.
Let's not a lot. I mean, it was do a fucking podcast for 8 years. You know a lot about the goddamn your best player, right? So
mm-hmm. Sure.
This was what stuck out to me the most was his. So they kind of knew that about 10th grade, it was kind of like, oh shit, he's gonna go to school for free. Like he's gonna get a scholarship in 10th grade. They're like, we don't know where, but
that's crazy.
Seems like shit is gonna happen. And their family's a baseball family.
What?
Yeah, she played. His mom played softball. Like they were a baseball family. Yeah,
so they're probably Phillies fans, right?
I assume so. Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, and I mean, she's obviously on these podcasts. You kind of have to be very careful what you say. It reflects on your son and the fan base that you play for, right?
So she's not Eric Flynn. She is
no. She is not. Eric.
She has a filter.
She has a filter. Yeah. And I don't know, man. It was just it was really like heartwarming. Like Kyle's grandmother passed a few days after the championship, and they got really emotional about the parade and
and
how beautiful it was. And she's like, "That was the greatest day of my life." Like,
wow.
And then you know, Ken Burch's mom's like, "Hopefully, we stick around long enough so we can see that too."
Wow.
But this is the best thing. Kyle's nickname as a child was Jeez.
Jeez,
like the most Toronto. Jeez, wow. It was meant to be, man.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. I mean, the thing with Marie Holloway is we've talked about her before on the podcast. She just seems very normal, for lack of a better term. You know, she doesn't seem like a lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
And like when she tweets during the games, it's very like normal is the only way I can say it.
It's
you know?
Like a mom watching her son, like for real. Like it's.
But she's got that mom, like, again, like filter or something. You know what I mean? Like, she's very, I don't know. I just, I really dig her vibe. I'd really like to, like, hang out with her and watch a game or something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's a weird, it's like when you meet someone good, you know what I mean? It's like, I know for me, this is what was ingrained in my head is to be nice to everybody. Since I was a little kid, it's like my mom, because it reflects on your parents.
Right.
So I don't give a fuck what you do, but you're nice to everybody. You know what I mean? Look respectable.
Yeah.
Because it reflects on me and your father, right?
For sure.
And like when I was a kid, I was like, I don't give a fuck about what you do. I gotta live my life. You know what I mean? Like the older you get, you're more like, oh yeah, man. Like I get it, dude.
Yes.
I fucking understand.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Kyle is like a true example of like that's a great man and that reflects on his
there
mom,
it is.
Right?
There it is. Sure. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
There it is.
Well, I can't wait to check out that podcast.
Yeah. And I've gone back. I'm gonna listen to all the Courtside Mom podcasts. I dipped into Luca's mom.
Okay.
Guys, listen.
You dipped into that, eh?
Listen, is there a Mr. Doncic around? I looked it up. They're divorced. We got a chance. I'm moving to Slovenia. Tell my girlfriend I'm sorry.
Wow. Confidence runs in the family.
I am going to be Luca's stepdad.
Oh, that's amazing. Yep. Wow. Well, there you go. And it's crazy because I'd seen that podcast before. Just
I thought you were going to say I've seen Luca's mom before.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's just that's so cool that it's Ken Burch's mom doing this. And hey, man, listen, I got a feeling he's gonna be back next year.
Yeah, I think
he's been playing great.
Yeah, I think Wendy said she would love to. Oh, that's what I want to talk about. The love that because they you know they talked about. Wendy asked Marie, she's like, "What would you say about you know the organization and you know the fans and the Scotiabank Arena?"
Hmm.
And she's like, "You know," she's like, "Wendy's like, yeah, I know it's crazy, but I've only been there, you know, as the opposition, right?"
Right.
But she was like, everyone from the ushers, they're all so like when I come in, this is Marie talking. When I come in, they make sure I'm good. Like she's like the Red Sea parts.
Well, they fucking better.
Yeah, well,
they
that's
fucking
right.
Better.
Of course, but the ushers, that's not they don't they work for.
Yeah.
Like the stadium, right? Like they don't work for the Raptors,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear what you're saying.
So it's like she's that big, like Kyle's that big of
a
Toronto thing.
Hell yeah.
That she's like, yeah, they always ask, they're fussing over me. They're
good as they should.
And she really emphasized like family. She's like, it's such a family thing. Like when they first got traded here, Jaume Malelea picked him up at the airport.
What?
Yeah.
No way. That's amazing.
Yeah, they didn't pawn off. Like they were trying to find a house and she named him, I can't remember the names, but Jaume and two other ladies, I think, that work in the organization, helped him find a house. They didn't pawn it off on like, you know, your agent, blah, blah, blah. No, they actively went to look at houses with these guys. Yeah.
Damn, and those were Colangelo days. That was even pre Masai. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. I like hearing that.
Yeah, it's great. It's like,
hey man, we got a good.
Our franchise is good.
We got a good franchise.
Yeah.
Thing three.
Toronto and Ontario really just continues to be a shitstorm. But hey, it's not just us anymore. Alberta's falling apart. Mm-hmm. Some of the Maritimes as well. It's a Canada thing now. We're going nationwide, baby.
Yeah.
One question we're kind of pondering and wondering is this pandemic and the way Ontario has handled it going to impact players' perception of Toronto and the Raptors? What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I'm hoping not, but also, like, the goddamn Bucks, they were giving vaccines at the Bucks game.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty good.
Like, for anyone that want, hey, anytime you want to come get a goddamn vaccine, come on up, we got them.
It's pretty good. Our friend of the podcast and Comedy Records OG Tim Golden is also an attorney that works
immigration.
Law. Immigration, yeah. So he was saying, because I was asking him about it, and he's like, some of his clients in the States are saying it's so crazy because they can't believe that we weren't getting vaccinated. And he's like, people are literally walking on the streets and there's just people standing out front of drugstores being like, hey, you want a vaccination? You want one? You, anyone? And he's just like our government fucked it up so bad.
Mm-hmm. And this is years before that fucked it up, like closing the vaccine plant and all that stuff. This is a lot of the lead up to
many levels.
This fucking disaster. Yeah,
for sure. The only thing I would say is I don't know. I don't think it will, only because like, look at what a fucking disaster the state of Florida is in general, right? Mm-hmm. Like, can't have a worse governor if you tried.
And we tried.
Yeah, like they're, and no one's balking at going to the heat. You know what I mean? No one's like, I mean, they also don't have state tax, of course, and all that, but.
And honestly, weather. Like, I know.
Yeah, weather matters.
It's a fucking thing, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The one thing I'll say, though, is like that weather during the All-Star game when it was here.
I'll never forget that ever in my life.
It was literally Friday to Monday was the coldest shit in the history of the city. And then the week leading up to it and then the week after was.
Gorgeous.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It was literally those 4 days. It was so cold. Painful cold, like hurt to go outside cold. And I remember I had a couple friends come up from New York and they're like, yo, what should we do? Where do you want to go? I was like, nowhere, man. I was like, I'm not leaving my fucking home. It's fucking freezing. I was like, this is insanity.
Yep.
And if that didn't break us, I think we're okay.
Okay. I agree with you. Are we back? Now I'm like, are we even, do they get to come back and play in Scotiabank next year?
Maybe not. Who knows?
So, dude, if we're 2 years removed from playing, like, that has to have some sort of effect on,
maybe.
Like, that effect on Kyle Lowry re-signing or not, like, minimum.
Yeah, it totally could. I hate Tampa so much.
It's, yeah.
I hate it so much.
Anyhow, it's just a dark fucking weird thing that, it's depressing to think about.
I just think, I mean, again, like, we've talked about this in the past, like, our get out of jail free card, ace in the hole, whatever the fuck you want to call it, is a global ambassador, man, like. Everyone wants to fuck. They were hanging with that guy after the Clippers game.
That's right, guys. We did some diving on Instagram. Fred took a picture with Freddie Gibbs.
Okay.
Fred. And then I did a little snooping. And Freddie Gibbs also posted a picture with Drake wearing the same outfit. Look in the background.
There it is.
A couple similar outfits.
Listen.
Guys, they were partying with Drake last night.
He is so important to this franchise. Like, I honestly think he's as important as Masai Ujiri. Like, he's so goddamn important, man. Like, he's a thing. It's a fucking thing. People want to be associated, want to be around that man. Having the goddamn practice facility called the OVO Center is massive. Having that giant gold fucking owl next to the gold Raptors. Even they made the fucking Raptors logo gold. to match. Do you know what I mean? Like on the front of the.
But that's the champions, like, you know, that all that shit happened after he won, right? So the gold font and all that. That's like, that's their.
But not on the practice facility. When you look at it coming in east on the Gardner, when you see it.
Okay. Yeah, that's gold.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's the facility, you just see the OVO logo and the Raptors
and the
gold.
Raptor ball logo. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's, to me, that's like our trump card where it's like, yo, come fucking hang with Drizzy.
Yeah.
Let's go.
But and it won't, like, you know, unless Drake fucks up like in a criminal way. Do you know what I mean?
Starts
like
dating children.
That's, yeah, and that's the fucking, hey, listen, that's just not what this podcast is about. God damn it.
All right.
Yeah, no, because they even do shit with Canada basketball. It's not even limited to they're trying to inject the entire country, you know, with better basketball programs for kids all the way up to the professional levels, right?
Fucking right.
And I mean, that's never going to go away, like I said, unless you got to go fucking take that shit down. He's going to be there until he grows old. Like his son is.
His son's in the basketball.
His son is apparently obsessed with basketball.
Fucking right. We'll see him on the team in 14 years.
Yeah, because Drake is—he's gonna hire trainers for his fucking baby. And
bro, he's got a goddamn gym. He's living in a gym.
He's got a full size court in his house.
No excuses. What's his name? Adonis.
Adonis.
Yeah. No excuses, Adonis.
Yeah, you got a god's name. You're gonna be rich. I'll say that. No matter what, you're gonna be very rich. Yeah,
you're rich.
Rich, beautiful child. Hopefully,
enjoy. Great hair too. On
beautiful.
That kid.
Yeah. Hopefully, that's a Raptors draft pick there.
So yeah, I guess just in closing, I would say
Drake trumps coronavirus.
Yeah, I think he is the ultimate vaccine.
Thing four.
Time for the gospel.
This is from the glorious Lakers win.
Oh, okay.
And. And Papa Flynn shared a picture of LeBron James staring right into Malachi's eyes. And Eric says, "Praise the name of Jesus Christ. One of the best staring down someone who never thought he would be there. And he didn't even blink. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah!"
All right. I mean, I guess
listen, we're running thin on Eric Flynn things to read.
This segment might not make it.
It's not going to make it for the full season. His statuses are getting shorter and shorter. He's taking screenshots.
If my kid played against LeBron James, I'd be pretty fucking happy too. So
yeah,
I'd even praise God. Why not?
Sure.
I'd go religious.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be like, that's all me. That is all me.
Well, there's two ways, right? You can do the religious route, or as we mentioned in the past, you go full on
Joe Jackson.
Just either way, you get results.
The way greatness is coming.
All right. Well, shout out to Eric Flynn. I guess things are dying down a bit, though. He's really.
Hey, man, his son is his son's rookie of the month. He don't got to say much.
Rookie of the month, and he's getting minutes. He's like, my job, my work here is done.
I am. Yeah, I'm done. He loves the coaches. Prays for them all the time. Prays for the fan base.
Good for him.
And Raptor Nation thanks you, sir. We don't know what that is, but
listen, we can all pray that he gets a Twitter account.
But yeah, there's no way they're letting him in. There's no way he's gonna. He probably has a burner account.
Yo, fuck yeah. Yeah, if anyone's primed for a burner account, it is.
I'm sure
Eric
Malachi
Flynn
is like, dude, you cannot be posting this shit. And he's like, I got you. But remember the fake Eric Flynn?
Yeah. Is it still there?
And I didn't check. I never followed it. But what if that really was him? And he's like, no one's going to. Do you know what I mean? Like, just the levels of.
It's just hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, he's right there.
Thing five.
Chicken.
Woo.
Another great week. We went back to Dirty Bird. Currently sitting fourth in the chicken sandwich power rankings.
What are the rankings right now? We got Heartbreak Chef.
Chica's.
Chica's number two. PG Clucks.
Yep. Dirty Bird, and then Tokyo Hot Fried Chicken.
Right.
So we're at number four. Two sticky ickies.
That's what we got, sticky ickies?
Sticky ickies. Boneless thigh, maple garlic, pickled jalapeno, dirty aioli on waffles. It's pretty fucking awesome.
It was
pretty amazing.
Fucking good, man. That was a good sandwich.
I mean,
dude, I can still I can still taste a little bit of it. I'm not gonna lie. Maybe I didn't do a good enough job washing my mouth before we recorded this podcast. But
it's not.
I may never brush my teeth again if that means I can taste this forever.
I think the one thing, because we've tried to stay consistent here in the second round, and had like the sweet, you know, honey jalapeno.
Sweet heat, baby.
Yeah, and having the waffle bun or waffles with the sweet is get the fuck out of town. It's incredible. Yeah. It's goddamn incredible. And then you've got the chicken. And the jalapenos, it's, I guess the question, is there any movement? Does this creep over top of PG Klux at all?
Yeah.
And it really,
yeah, it
holy
does.
Lord.
I cannot stress how disappointed I was in the honey jalapeno from PG Klux. Holy. Dude, I really thought that sandwich was going to kick everyone's ass, and it's just not doing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is big.
This Dirty Bird sandwich was better than the one we had.
Wow. Does it compare to Chica's?
It compares, but I'm still giving that to Chica's.
Okay. So more movement.
Yeah.
Dude, PG Klux.
Taking a beating, man.
Is going to have to get the play-in tournament just to fucking stay on these power rankings.
Dude, yeah.
Wow. Hey, man.
God forbid someone comes in from left field and PG Klux might get booted the hell off the list.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm moving it up, man. I'm telling you, I can still taste it. It's so good.
I'm down with that. I can listen, man. If you had both the sandwiches in front of me, the PG Klux or the Dirty Bird, you're right. I would probably go to the Dirty Bird. And sure, it has waffles, but guess what? That's their thing. That's not...
Yeah, that's...
PG Klux can do waffles if they want. No one's saying you can't do waffles.
Can put that shit on whatever you want.
Fucking Chica's did toast, right?
Hey, man, if you want to get into the... Heartbreak Chef puts it on macaroni and cheese. You want to play games?
Okay, now we're just out the fuck control. Hey, man, I'm in. Let's fucking do it. So, Heartbreak Chef 1, Chica's 2, Dirty Bird 3,
mm-hmm.
PG Klux is not even on the podium anymore.
Oh, that's
wow.
That's PG Klux is gonna come up there like LeBron James. This is bullshit.
whoever decided to make these power rankings should be fired.
Yeah, so. You wouldn't be the first person to call us for being fired.
Okay, and then to wrap it up, next week we've got Tokyo Hot Fried Chicken. Then we'll see what the fuck happens.
And that's it. And then we're going blind taste test, man. All of them.
That's gonna actually time out perfectly with the season, I think.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I think it will work that we'll have the blind taste test on the season finale.
Whew.
Look at this. Look, this is podcasting 101.
We're killing right it. Didn't plan any of this. Really thought we'd do 11 podcasts this whole year.
I'm on board with all of this, but it's just taking me back a little
bit. It's a lot. Dude, how do you think I feel?
Yeah.
This is 20 episodes of me, like, you know, well, I guess about 18 episodes where I was like, nah, you haven't even had the sandwich yet. I got a question in my life.
There's a lot going on in my head right now.
Yeah.
Because I also just, even when we just started, when it went from the fast food into the independent Toronto stores, I was like, PG Klux can run away with this.
Yep.
They ain't even top three.
No.
What a time to be alive.
Like, I'm at, yeah, this was last year. I think PG Klux is kicking ass.
Sure.
We're in a sandwich boom, Barry.
We really are.
We're in a chicken sandwich boom.
It really is.
The country's falling apart, but the
chicken sandwich industry is
our fucking pandemic proof. Yeah,
it's thriving.
One thing we know for sure: Drake chicken sandwiches—they're gonna last long after we all die.
There it is. Once again, support all these local businesses. They're all incredible. But just know that Dirty Bird's come to play.
Yeah, that's specific sandwich.
And also,
because I wasn't, you know, they took some heat the first sandwich that we had last round.
Yeah, I mean, because it was okay. It wasn't nothing special. Like, it was good.
Yeah.
But again, it was ranked fourth, right? Like, that's how, right? And then now, here we are. We'll post the rankings. Please hit us up. Let us know your thoughts. And shout out to everyone who's hitting up these chicken spots and giving us feedback. This is great. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, make sure you tell them that Talking Raptor sent you. They won't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah,
just want to make it awkward before you get your sandwich.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Thing seven? Not yet. No. Only six.
Finally, Twitter questions. Once again, thank you to everybody who hit us up on Twitter. So many great questions. Appreciate it. Off the Backboard. That is a podcast, I believe. They hit us up. Shout out to Off the Backboard. Which current Raptor would you choose to chill with for a day? What would you guys do?
Hmm. Who would I choose to chill with today?
Honestly, man, I might get shit-faced with Aaron Baines.
Yeah, dude, honestly. He's not playing.
He's going to drink a lot.
I was only looking for him, like, who can I do drugs with? Who on our team do I think will get fucked up with me?
I would drink with Aaron Baines because I think he has a lot to get off his chest. And you get a couple beers in him, he's gonna open up, and that's
good. The stories this man will have.
You're gonna, yeah. He's going to make me feel like less of a piece of shit, basically.
Yeah, and it's always really fun to drink with someone gigantic, too.
Yeah.
It's like, really, you're like, how? Where are you putting this shit?
He's got an accent, which is hilarious.
It's always great, yeah.
I think I'd pick him, yeah. Yeah?
I think I'm going to go OG.
Sure.
Because I don't, like, think he's a little bit more playful than he lets off.
Hey, man, it's the quiet ones you got to watch out for. Yep. Do you think he smokes weed?
I think a lot of players smoke weed, yeah. Yeah, especially this year where they're like, we're not testing for weed. You better fucking believe they're getting high in Tampa.
Do you think anyone smokes weed and then goes and plays? Like before a game?
I mean, originally I wouldn't say no, but like listening to how many fucking times Matt Barnes has taken the court just rock high is fucking...
Yeah.
There's got to be guys. I wouldn't bet my money on anyone on the Raptors getting fucking lit up before they go play, but there's definitely people in the league that are like, listen, Eddie House is high, okay, when he's playing.
Having fun drafting about 12th. That's his Twitter handle. What's the most unlikely new interest hobby you've picked up during the pandemic?
Just depression. I don't know. Just being real sad for no reason all the time,
since
man.
Day one, so
yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah, no. I was a happy kid before everything got taken away from me.
I've gotten pretty good at making chili, actually. I make a good chili.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I've made, and it's chicken now, too.
Chicken chili.
Yeah. Gotten pretty good at that. That's the one thing I've come out of this with.
That's pretty good, man.
I think so.
Yeah, buddy, that's a big step. I'm telling you, I remember you learning how to cook rice, not even that long ago.
No, I mean, well, the thing is my girlfriend, she's an amazing cook, but she's vegetarian, and sometimes I just gotta be like, all right, I can't.
I need meat, yeah.
This ain't happening. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm weak.
Yeah.
You got anything?
No, nothing. No. Depression.
Okay.
Staying alive. That's what I didn't realize how much I had to think about. Nah, I guess painting. There's nothing new that I picked up. Skipping.
Whoa, that's pretty good.
Yep. Skipping. Got into just boxing. I've gotten super into boxing.
Wow.
Big fight on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
An honest answer is like I got into boxing and UFC way more than I ever thought. Like I'm still like kind of a bitch with UFC. Like when they go down, I'm like, don't hit him. Like it makes me uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Like this guy's concussed. Stop punching him.
Yeah,
I feel uncomfortable with that still.
Hmm.
And I mean, there's a resurgence, I guess, in boxing, but it's all idiots. It's like the Marvel game. You know what I mean? You got Jake Paul fighting for the younger kids. Get them into the sport.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. Josel, did you guys hear about Kawhi's music project label Culture Jam? Yeah.
We did.
This guy's an enigma. Never know what's coming from this man.
I mean, he likes fucking music, and Uncle Dennis was like, we can make money from this. He's like, let's do it. Let's fucking do it.
Have you checked it? I haven't checked it out in any way. I don't
know. I mean, I know, like, the thing is just a single. He's got that Mikey Williams high school basketball player in the video.
Yeah.
And it's a NBA young boy who I'm fairly certain is in jail right now. And Rod Wave, who I actually really like Rod Wave. Okay. Rod Wave is like he's like more R&B singy song. And I'm too old for NBA young boy shit.
You're getting there, right? You're getting...
Yeah, I'm like, guys, Lil Wayne did this already. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this shit.
Welcome to my world, buddy.
I know. Buddy, that's what happened to me. That's the hobby I got. I'm old piece of shit. That's what I realized.
You get older, you realize younger people... I get why older people are all cranky and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Dude, I caught myself I stare out the window.
Yeah.
Like, not looking at anything, just seeing what's going on. Everyone all right?
Why not?
We doing good out here?
Also, speaking, because this past week, DeRozan tweeted out a thing for his... it's not music, but it's like comp 10, like comp and then number 10.
Yeah.
And then it's just like all about like, it's like a, you know, clothing brand slash like culture thing, I guess, for Compton. It's pretty cool though. Checked out the website. They got some good stuff going on. Also, they have an open mic in Compton that we should try and get you on at some point.
Fucking do it.
Yeah, it's just an open mic where they have musicians and comedians, and you don't get paid and no one pays to come watch it, but
used to that.
So it'll be like you're at home.
Yeah,
it'll be like you're in Canada.
But when was the last time you did an open mic where there was music or something other than comedy? I haven't done an open mic in a long time, like an actual open mic in years, but...
Fuck, I don't know. God.
But dude, that shit, I remember doing, like, when I first started comedy, like, a slam poet would go up, and then me next. I'm like, are you out of your... You can't make fun of the slam poetry, because most people are there to watch this shit. You're the psycho. I'm like, I'm the psycho here?
They like you better. They like the poet, for sure, better.
That's one... I can't stand slam poetry. I cannot.
It's weird.
It's
weird.
I feel like everyone's just faking it all the time. It's just like you're just raising your voice and putting pauses in your shit.
Yeah, and the cadence. It's fucked up.
It's all cadence, yeah. It's
fucked up.
If you don't rap, I swear to God. Yeah. Someone start beatboxing.
Reggie Santos. How confident are you on Pascal's basketball IQ? I don't know if it's just magnified because of his contract or losing skid, but he's made some costly errors that have impacted some games. I.e. that charge at the end of the Clippers game.
No.
Listen, man, we mentioned this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
There are like, I get what this guy's saying.
Sure.
I get what he's saying. There are moments where it's like.
I do and I don't, because it's not, it's I don't think that affects his, it's not a reflection on his basketball IQ. Like I'm.
It's just his IQ?
No. Yeah. He's just a dumb man. No, that's not what I'm saying. No, I don't. Like, that's a bang-bang play, you know what I mean? Like, that wasn't... I don't know.
Dude, Ken Birch was open that whole play.
It's easy to see. Fucking, I know that after. So, if he didn't take the charge, Yuta is open, too, because his man went over as well. I understand all that. When Kyle Lowry's not there, Pascal Siakam is the best playmaker on our team.
Hmm.
And, hey, man, I'm calling it as it is.
Okay.
When Kyle Lowry sat... Who is making all the fucking plays for that team? It's Pascal Siakam every time. More so than Fred.
OG's getting up there, I'd say, though.
Yeah, but our main guy is Pascal. It's like you're dribbling into the paint, you're kicking it out.
Listen, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with that statement. I get what this guy's saying.
I 100% get it. I'm still defensive.
Where you're like, dude, like even in that Clippers game too, like he got a turnover and then ran and got called for backcourt. It's like,
honest, that was a fucking, that happens in two, that was like a 2K play. That backcourt, that is exactly what happens in 2K. You get a steal and it's just a momentum. You didn't pull your controller back,
right,
and you turn it right back over.
It's just, I agree with what you're, I love Pascal Siakam. I think he's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing. But I know what this guy's saying. Like, there's just those little moments where it's like, you know, like there's just, he just has those little imperfections, and maybe it is the dude's contractor, because he is the man that they're a bit more glaring than.
If he wasn't a max player, we're not talking about any of this.
Right, that's all.
I 100% know what you're saying, but fuck this season, man. I don't like.
that's also very true. No toes down with the Raptors' playoff chances looking done. You want to cheer for the playoffs? Oh, who are you going to cheer for the playoffs? Sorry, give one East and one West team. We cheer in front of the East. Part of me wants to, now, like I know in the past I said Philadelphia, but now that they're in first place, I'm like, fuck those guys. But I do like Joel Embiid, so maybe the Sixers. I mean, it's definitely not the Nets. It's definitely not the Bucks. I guess the
New York Knicks. Let's fucking go.
Yeah. I don't know. Who are you?
I think it's Philly, man. I really think it's Philly. Like, I don't know. Part of me, I do want to see the Nets just kick the fuck out of everybody. I want James Harden to come back and just destroy everybody. And then all the things about chemistry. It's like, no, you have three of the top fucking whatever, 5-10 best basketball players. Hmm. You put them on a team, they're going to fucking kick your ass.
Right.
Period. Like, it is what it is.
And what about out West? Do you have a team out West?
Phoenix Suns. Let's fucking go.
Love that team.
Let's go, Phoenix Suns.
Big fan. I'm on board with
that. Handsome Mikal Bridges. Let's go.
Yeah. Boardman gets baked. Have you checked back on the current status of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's Wikipedia page? Seems to be updated yet again. Spoiler, you're not going to like it.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Oh, God.
Do we deal with this fucking troll? You know what? Let's do it.
Okay.
And with by we, I mean me. Okay? Because this person literally just joined Twitter. They're only following us, and they have no followers. All right?
So you're telling me that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's father, and he's like...
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it is. Okay? So you go back to Shay's Wikipedia page, and it says his birthplace is Toronto, Ontario. And then in the early life, it says he was born in Toronto. He grew up in Hamilton. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It says he grew up in Hamilton. He's from Hamilton.
Right.
All right? You want to check what this is all fucking about? Go back to season 8, episode 18, the 33:42 mark.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Check the goddamn receipts, because here's my fucking point. All right? The fucking link to this goddamn shit in the Wikipedia page goes to a CBC article. I would like you to please read,
read it.
The title of the article and then the little whatever the fuck byline below it or whatever that thing's called.
Canadian Shai Gilgeous-Alexander goes 11th in NBA draft. Flip to Clippers.
What does it say below that?
It says Charlotte Hornets made the pick and then dealt Hamilton native to LA.
What kind of native?
I think it says Hamilton, Barry. Hamilton native. Hamilton native.
One more time.
And that, that's the CBC.
That is the CBC calling him the Hamilton native. What, again, did Adam Silver say when he introduced him being drafted?
The Charlotte Hornets select Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from Hamilton, Canada.
The point, again, is that it was this fucking animation by Tangier and Sportsnet that fucked up because it said he's from Toronto. Said from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
He's not from Toronto.
He's not.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from Hamilton, Canada.
Adam fucking Silver.
But even if you're born, let me just play devil's advocate.
Let's play. No, go ahead. Bring
just
it.
Just let me do it.
Let's do it.
Because it's not even devil's advocate. Reinforcing your point, actually, I think.
Okay.
Let's say he was born in Toronto.
Yeah.
If you're born in Toronto and then you grow up in Hamilton, where would you say you're from? You say you're from... Oh, no, I was born in Toronto, but I lived...
Exactly. You know what I mean?
You're from Hamilton.
And here's the fucking thing to even build on that. Let's say they're like, no, the segment, right? This is in question is called The Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this fucking segment's called. The Canadians, right? And this Shai Gilgeous-Alexander animation opens up repeatedly saying he's from Toronto. It's all over the place, right? So let's say... fucking Tangier and Sportsnet are like, no, we wanted to stay true to where they're born. We want to stay true where they're born for this segment called The Canadians.
Right.
Guess who else is featured in this fucking segment?
I don't know.
Guy by the name of Chris Boucher.
Where was Chris Boucher born?
Tell you what, it wasn't fucking Canada.
It was not.
Okay?
No.
Yeah, so fuck this shit. Yeah. Steve Nash was born in South Africa. Do you know what I mean? Like, the list goes on.
Yeah.
Okay? So... the bottom line is, again, this segment is fucking garbage, and they fucked up. And I don't know if it's because the animators don't actually watch basketball. You know, they're great at animating, right?
Yeah, that's what they're animators.
But also, they were hired by fucking Sportsnet. Do some fact-checking. You're a goddamn national broadcaster. You should know where the fuck this kid is from.
Yeah, but that's the broadcast fault. That's not the animator's fault. They animate what's put in front of them. Hey, man, draw this shit. All right. Done.
Either way, so it does on his Wikipedia page, it was changed to say his birthplace.
Or maybe that person was the animator and he's like, watch this fucking shit, Toronto.
Yeah, but it's just the fucking hilarity is that it's linked to an article that literally says Charlotte Hornets made the pick and then dealt the Hamilton native to Los Angeles.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from Hamilton, Canada.
What the fuck are we doing here? You know what I mean?
He's native of Hamilton.
Every single goddamn thing on the internet says he's from Hamilton. Everything says he's from Hamilton.
Yeah.
So to this dickhead who's trolling me, basically, right here, is you didn't prove your fucking point.
Yeah, I mean, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's brother, Tomasi Gilgeous-Alexander, in his bio, it says, his own Twitter bio, not Wikipedia, says Hamilton, Ontario.
Oh, interesting.
So, anyhow, that's a fight for Hamilton, brother.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from Hamilton, Canada.
Okay, Jeff Berg, what record would you project for this team next year if they sign Lowry versus if they don't sign Lowry and instead get an impact center along with the lines of Rashawn Holmes or Miles Turner.
Oh, God.
I think long term, I'll just say this. I'd say long term, my gut says you keep Kyle Lowry for at least one more year.
Yeah.
Give him a legacy, $30 million deal. Let him nurture Malachi. And he's iconic. Like, this isn't going to happen again for a long time. So don't, as they didn't give him away for nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm super hesitant to forecast how teams are going to do after what happened this year. So I'm not I'm not saying shit. Yeah. I didn't realize there were so many other factors of the universe at work against our basketball team. So I got nothing to say, man.
Fair enough.
And I will say that, like, you draft talent, you don't draft position. So it's like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like, oh, we just need to plug in an Evan Mobley. We get, you know, a high pick. We get a big man. It's no. It's where whatever the best guy on the board is mm-hmm. with your pick is, you take him regardless of fit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think they were looking for a point guard when they drafted Malachi, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who fucking knows?
Who knows?
Nathan Drake. Have there been any consequences from your journey in ranking all the chicken sandwiches in the GTA, i.e. body-related, financial, etc.? I mean, to be honest, financially, they're not that bad. It's like...
it's not crazy.
$8 or $9 a sandwich. The quality's there.
It's worth it.
It's worth it, for sure. Body? No, I mean, if we were eating them every day, I'd say it definitely wouldn't be good.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have... gained weight, but I think that's more pandemic and depression than it was eating one chicken sandwich a week. But
yeah, I mean, if there are any consequences, they've been far outweighed by the delicious chicken sandwiches.
Yeah. Tell you when I check my blood pressure, I'll report
yeah.
back.
Yeah. And final question goes to Dhruv Jain. The question everyone in Raptors Nation wants to know. This is for the culture. After chicken sandwiches, will you guys do a similar ranking for roti?
Oh, shit, son.
And the team, now that Masai has rebuilt the bench midseason and will get a decent pick, should we run this team back next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's run it back next year. Sure. Again, don't let Kyle Lowry leave.
Like, what's the other plan? Not to run it back? What are we doing with all our stars?
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Like, our core is here. We got to run it back. Keep Kyle. Get Cam paid. Let's fucking go. Retool. Hopefully we're back if Ontario doesn't keep fucking this shit up.
Hey,
And we should do roti, man.
There's enough roti in Toronto.
Buddy, my mom could just make it all. Get my mom to make us different kinds.
All right.
She'd be down. Season. She doesn't get it, man. She lives with a white man. My dad doesn't often ask for curry or anything. So my mom's always pumped to make Indian food.
Okay. Season 9. It's all about roti.
Let's get it. Let's go. Let's get some paratha roti going.
Maybe we'll, yeah, we could do roti. Shawarmas, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see how this goes. If any other chicken places, we might not be done. We got a whole summer. We got pods coming.
Maybe we get sponsored.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Shit coming in that lane here that I can't believe.
Yeah.
More on that in the future on sponsorships.
For sure. Oh, and real quick, wanted to shout out Diego Enrique Gonzalez, Pavan Kumar, and Michael Betancourt. They all hit us up through email on our website, which...
We have a website?
We have a website that I haven't looked at in ages. We got to get that fixed.
Yeah. We're not in charge of that.
No, that is out of our hands, which is odd since we're the only two on this podcast, but we've got to get that fixed.
Yeah.
That'll happen. But anyway, those guys hit us up on email, so thanks for that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Diego, man. I remember that name from the beginning of this podcast. Oh, he also asked how to find us on Spotify. Is that same dude, Diego? I think so. I think it was Diego. Diego, we're on Spotify. It's just you have to do it under the Rapcast.
Yes.
Like, we're all the Rapcast, all the... which is why a lot of times people get mad at our podcast. I understand a little bit more. Is that you think you're going to hear some sleepy man talk about the Raptors and then we're screaming. So
I got you.
I get it. But yeah, if you listen on Spotify, hit up the Rapcast, subscribe to that. Our shit comes out on that.
Absolutely. RaptorsRepublic.com. Or you can subscribe to our Talking Raptors on iTunes. That's
there too. Subscribe directly to the Talking Raptors iTunes if you just want to listen to us. And 5-star ratings, guys. We need that shit.
Yeah,
that shit is important.
People actually did that, though.
Yeah, really.
It blew my mind. I didn't... We looked, saw that on the weekend. I was like, whoa, someone actually did that. That's great. Thank you. So yeah, thanks to people who did that.
We do see everything, guys. Like, and appreciate it.
Takes us a while.
Yeah, we're not good at this. No, it's like, we're not good at it.
Yeah.
But God damn it, we're trying, and we really fucking appreciate you guys taking your time and saying anything nice about us, man. Really like that a lot.
Hell yeah. So thanks for all the support. Thanks for hitting us up on Twitter. We'll be back next week to wrap up the top five chicken sandwiches and the season, more or less, too. It's getting there, getting that point. So.
Yeah, I mean, well, tonight, if you're listening to this, it's what Nick Nurse called a last chance saloon.
Let's do it. Hey there, thanks for sticking around for the Comedy Records segment here on Talking Raptors. This week we're going to feature yet another goddamn Scarborough native. We've got you, we've got Monty Scott, voice of the podcast, Dina Jackson, and this man, Mark DeBonis, is, again, a Comedy Records OG. He started with us in 2010.
My goddamn boy, man.
He's one of the funniest guys ever.
One of the most unique minds as well in the business, and I'm not even, there's no exaggeration.
Absolutely, and sometimes to a fault. Because some people don't get him.
No, sometimes like you're like, are you even a human being the way you think with your brain?
Yeah, he's a very unique person, and that's the best way to describe him. His comedy is awesome, and he's just a great human being too.
And he grew up in my neighborhood. All his friends knew my friends, and they fucking hated each other when we were kids. Hated each other.
And now here we are.
And here we are.
I do think one of the best things about being a professional scuba diver, now that you've asked, is when you're not working, you're under like no pressure. It's pretty cool. That's a stupid joke, but it's deep. Dumb. But I wrote it, so I'm allowed to say it. That's the rule of stupid jokes. I'm going to talk about stupid stuff up here, guys. I'm not going to lie. And that's why I kind of hate telling people I do stand-up, you know? Because like whenever they find out I do stand-up, people come up to me and they're like, what are you doing up there? You pushing the envelope? What's your material like? You breaking down barriers? And I'm like, look at me. Does it look like I want to push anything? I don't even want to hold the envelope, you know? Like, to be honest, I don't want to be in a room with an envelope, all right? Like, if I could stand up here and do nothing and you guys would love it, I would do it 100%. But I can't because you have expectations. That's the problem. The second you found out you were coming to a comedy show, you were like, I'm funny. This comedian better be hilarious. I know it's true. We're on constant watch up here. Obviously, we are on stage, but it's dumb, man. Because I am gonna I'm telling you guys, I'm gonna talk about stupid shit with or without you. You know, so if you lose all your expectations, we're gonna have a good time. I can promise you that. Like, I don't know. Like, have you guys ever seen a bird? Sitting next to another bird, and then like one bird walks away from the other bird or hops. I don't know how birds' legs work. Like, I don't know if they're connected from the inside or if they're independent machines. Like, I've never seen a bird's knee, to be honest with you. But whenever I see a bird walk away from another bird, I'm just like, man, like, how mad is this bird right now? That it forgot to use its natural form of transportation. which is flight, if you were wondering.